years.
So Biggie could have been talking about you too.
He could have. One of them 6'5", niggas. Big was 6'5". That's crazy. Was it? Yeah, Big was 6'5".
Biggie.
That's who?
Biggie.
He was.
The size, weight, you know how skinny people look taller?
Right.
I'm not sure. People in the back need to be quiet, quiet.
That's your phone right there?
Special
is.
Special
aid. Where's special aid? At the that end? Angle. Okay, all right.
So the angle that's on the screen right now.
Yeah.
That's that.
All right, I take it.
It ain't focusing. So
yeah, I got
all the focus stress.
We look. That Julie.
More special.
More special.
Everyone's supposed to see the
I don't
think the camera's not even. Switch the view. Let's see what you do on that side.
I just put it on the side.
It's lying.
Look blurry.
That's what it sounds
like. You might got to stop it.
Crazy
that's the one right there?
I think that's the one. Yeah, that's the one closer to the
trip. See how?
Yeah.
Hitting him without.
The audio sound fine. I can hear the audio.
It's delayed.
Of course. Well, you're going to get that. And you know the rules ain't going to spring for the expensive Wi-Fi. Slide back that way. I gave you the opening. Bitch, I said slide back. I said open your legs. Go. Let me out, 25. Fuck this thing up.
See how short Twitty look?
As soon as I sit down, so it's going to
go. Okay.
But it's crazy because it, right there, it looks
sharp.
It's sharp as hell right here.
On Facebook, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how's it translating?
Can I hold this while you do the adjustment? Everybody's seeing the one on the phone, not how sharp this is on the laptop. Though.
Nah, this is not because we're using this book. It looks good on the StreamYard app.
Yeah, it does.
But
don't sit down. I didn't care. That way, everybody can see the
You know what?
Yo, dude, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Where that TV remote at? Look on the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, false that.
That's copyright. Anybody hear what the hell she's saying anyway?
Part of your live is muted. You were playing songs you don't have the rights to.
And we might have to screw it up. It might help it a little bit.
Yo, Twitty, he's behind there. John left the phone behind the laptop.
What's that?
You need, like, fortune stuff, too?
I know, I got fortune stuff.
You need this one?
Yeah, until I fix the camera.
He was using that to see.
Cups and put, yeah. All right.
Hey, John, you 6'5", you wide as hell, you blocking me. You can see me a bit?
Nope. You look perfect now. That shit shake from here.
Everybody ready to start?
I'm about ready. About ready to hit my fuck it moment.
There it is. Let's go.
Hold on.
Nah, it's good. Now we can see it. We can see it with no delay here. Like the delay's not coming through on the actual. Oh, I thought you drank that earlier.
No, I did this one first.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Good cameraman.
Good job.
Lucky Q not here.
The guy we had last week, he was top notch.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Q. He bumped, gave down a couple notches on the little
corporate. Q almost got hired on the spot.
Oh, God.
Here.
Over from there.
What's going on, Vine?
Listen, these stools kind of high. I can't be reaching and pouring. It can get complicated. Switch that one. Yeah, we gonna stay there. Let's stay there for now. Jules, you want to scoot up though, especially to catch, for that one to catch you right.
Super Bowl edition.
What up? Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
It is. It's happy hour. Here with Drunk Unks, here at Drunk Unks Podcast. I'm Uncle Night Night. To my right, catch him on the corner of Truth and Logic, where he questions everything. Lonnie Moore, a.k.a. Uncle Facts.
Fuck
Lonnie.
Did you do your own thing of sound effects?
Hey, yo, your man is on some shit.
Catch up.
Facts.
Anyway.
To my far left, social media savant, Trudy Jones, a.k.a. Uncle Rico.
Yo, what's going on?
To my immediate left is, some people like to think we look alike.
We don't.
I don't see it
at all.
He's been a frequent contributor to the show. And then one night, after a couple of drinks, he came up with this wonderful idea. He said, I want to do Drunk on Sports. So with that being said, allow me to reintroduce you to Julian LaFleur, a.k.a. Uncle Kango when he's with us.
Uncle Kango.
It wouldn't be the same for
And he will be me. He will be your primary host for Drunk Unk Sports. He will not be doing it alone.
The cast will change up.
The playback is playing in my ears. That's why I was like, kind of like, I'm tripping a little bit. I'm hearing shit. I'm like, fuck. Anyway, he will be your primary host of Drunk Unk Sports. He will have different contributors to the show. As always, you know, like Uncle Sam, I got to get a percentage, so, you know, I'm going to be around. but more importantly, man, Jules, tell the people what they have to look forward to with Drunk Unk Sports.
Well, basically, with Drunk Unk Sports, we're going to talk sports.
obviously. While drinking, in a different way. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be a debate show. We're going to dig a little deeper on some things. We're going to break down some real bar conversations. I don't care who's better, LeBron or Jordan. I could care less. Couldn't care less, excuse me.
Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller, Floating Merrill Miller. Don't give a shit.
Mike Bibby.
Nigga, Bobby.
What? Reggie Miller. Nah, but we're going to have some in-depth conversations on sports topics that matter. I have a little gambling segment as well. I throw my bets out there, see how well I do. We're going to do a little bit of, we're going to bite somebody's right-wrong segment. Just haven't figured out what I'm going to call it yet. Just know I'm right way more than I'm wrong. That's what I tell my girls anyway.
I may be wrong, but I doubt it.
So just that, and we're going to talk all sports. We're going to do MMA, we're going to do boxing, we're going to do basketball, we're going to do
baseball. I'm here for it, boxing.
Shit, I'm even going to cover a little bit of hockey and soccer.
Oh, shit, that's what's up, yo.
Okay, now, real quick, I just want you to know, for the hockey, soccer, and baseball episodes, you will get no contribution from me. When we do traditional Negro sports, lock me in.
Well, baseball, I'm a die-harder.
So. I know baseball is
something. Yes, you and Dre's got to collaborate with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, looking forward to Saquon Gillette being on the show. Looking forward to Brian Isley being on the show when we talk some things. Looking forward to Kevin being on the show.
I got a guy I got to reach out to him. When football season kind of comes back around, I got a guy. His name is Chris Franklin. He's my guy. Every year he gives me something that I can't tell y'all that he gives me.
No,
stop it. And Chris works for NewJersey.com.
Okay.
And he's the Eagles, one of the Eagles beat writers.
Okay.
And awesome. He's a great friend of mine. Played ball with him. And yeah, so when you see, when they're at the podium taking questions, he asks questions. But I'm going to reach out to him, especially when we kind of get back to the next football season. Try to get him on, see what his availability is.
Okay.
Even if he just comes on via video, you know me. Because sometimes I'll be having questions and I'll be needing to know the answers.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. But that's basically what we're going to dive into. Probably to start off, we're going to do every 2 weeks. By the time NBA playoffs kick in, we'll go every week. I have to start every 2 weeks because of my work schedule right now. But so that's it. Looking to have some fun with it.
On sports, it's on the way. Told y'all, we emptying the clip this year. Not playing with your niggas. Everything's coming up.
It's going down.
In fact, you want to talk about the new show?
It's going down. It's going down. Hold on, I can do it. No, we're going to go this way.
We ain't got enough space.
We're going to go this way.
We ain't got enough space for all that. We ain't got enough space. And if me, you, and Jules do this, Twitty might fall off.
If we all bop, at the same time, it'd be dope. Boom. Like a wave. Podcast wave.
That being said, we wanted to just give you all a loose introduction to him and what to look forward to with that. He's going to stay here with us and drink because obviously we're in his house, so he's stuck.
He's here for it.
You can't get away from this one. But as we do with every show, rants. Anyone got them?
I got a couple things over here.
Yeah, get to it.
Well, first and foremost, this ain't a rant. I just want to take this time out, man, to thank my good brother over here, Uncle Night Night. He has been quarterbacking this season, and he is really, he doing his thing right here. As you see, he got us these nice fine threads.
I'm just catching shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Calls.
You said John got his gifts, and I caught it. Like, I mean, it don't got to be a pause moment, man. It's about football catching shit. Think about it. Football catching, Super Bowl today, catching.
I'm with you.
Come on, man.
Can't
say nothing.
Quick time out to thank my
These are custom. These should say Drunk Unks on them. Yeah. And they got our names on them. And if you check our cover photo in about an hour, you're going to see them yourself.
Tiki!
Bro, first of all, Tiki Barber is not welcome in Wakanda.
You know they ain't fucking with him out there.
Nah, they ain't.
Rondé can slide.
He might can slide, yeah.
Rondé can slide.
Yeah,
Tiki.
Tiki be tripping, yo.
Tiki.
Off the field, Tiki I don't like. I don't like Tiki off the field. He be talking crazy.
You ain't like Tiki since he retired.
But he be talking crazy, bro. You ever listen to this guy?
I can't.
He wanted them. We gonna leave it like that.
He's
knacking.
You got a dirty napkin?
Do you got a rant outside of acknowledging my greatness? Because I'm here for that all day.
But, I got a rant. I do merchandising, mm-hmm. right? So I be in the supermarkets, a lot of them, right? And I'm tired of seeing these grown people walking around with bags of milk, six packs, and everything. I said this before. I got to say it again. I got to repeat myself, yo. Use your cart and then back up when you get through the... Don't walk around the store fucking doing your whole shopping for a whole hour carrying bags. That is the most stupidest shit in my life I've seen. You struggling. You hurting. You got a milk in one hand. You got a 12-pack in the other hand and a ham on the hip. Come on, man. Stop. Use the cart. Use the fucking cart, man. That's all I'm saying. That's my rant, man.
You be in these streets.
And these are not kids. These are grown-ups.
You be in these streets and you be seeing this shit.
I be seeing
shaking
like,
your head. You know they got carts up front.
They got carts up front. A lot of carts.
And then you can take your cart all the way to your car and then put your stuff in your bag.
Come on, man. Come on, yo. We got to get it together as a unit.
I'm trying to figure out what was plastic bags doing to the environment or something that made it have to.
Cut them bitches all the way off.
Plastic straws. Most of them is gone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a rant in itself.
I'm just trying to figure out, like,
I don't
of all the shit that's fucked up and wrong.
You chose bags.
We had to take care of plastic bags first. We had to move that shit to the top of the agenda.
Right.
I said we should have got rid of the water bottles.
And my dumb ass always going to the store without a fucking bag. Then I'm at the counter. I'm staring at the cashier. He's staring at me.
Gotta buy another bag.
But to me, the bag is not the problem because at the end of the day, you could take the cart. You could push the cart all around the store. You could take the cart all the way to your car. And then throw all your shit in your trunk. Think about it.
Like when you
hurt yourself. You're walking around with
BJ's,
gallons of milk and everything.
BJ's, all these never had bags. They always had, empty box cases. Yeah, you use that. Man. You ain't bagging shit here.
Save a lot.
We don't have that problem at BJ's with the liquor store. They give us a box. They cut the box and put the liquor, you know what I mean?
Right.
We don't have that problem.
I thought I had a rant, but shit. That shit be coming and going. Cousin Dice is here.
Shit.
My rant's gonna show up at any moment now. I guarantee you that shit. But so it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
None of our teams are in it. You can tell by our jerseys. None of them are red.
Everybody is on the couch.
On the couch talking shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But who you got in the big game?
I made it. You got 49ers?
49ers, for personal reasons. First and foremost, fuck Kansas City because I'm a Broncos fan, so fuck Kansas City.
Okay, I can see that.
Fuck
I can Pat see
Mahomes,
that.
Fuck Andy Reid.
Nice.
Only person on that team that I do like is Pop Pacheco. Jersey stand up, I'm in New Jersey. You know what I mean? But other than that, man, listen. Right,
oh, shit. That's
talk about y'all all fair.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's why he looked at that bitch like he knew it. Bitch, my inventory was off last week.
Oh, man.
Y'all ain't shit,
buddy.
Out the job. Out the
car. Boy, it's all off air, yeah.
Took that margarita to go. I haven't been going with you ever since.
Time to go.
Yo, Christian, get the fuck off your live process. Spin kick you, dumbass.
What'd he say? Oh, Twitty looks off? He'll suplex you. What?
Yo, Christian's crazy.
Christian's fucking retarded, yeah.
He's crazy.
I'm taking the Chiefs all because of my guy, Chad Johnson. He said that his wife was in a room when he said this, too. He said, I'm going to divorce my wife, not have sex for a year, and he not eating McDonald's. Everybody know about McDonald's, how much he loves McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And he said he's not eating that for a year. So he guaranteed this shit that the Chiefs is going to win. So I'm with him. I'm rocking and rolling. He got the script. He got it.
Man,
but we all know the script.
Mr. LaFleur.
San Fran 30-24. And I put my bet on it.
Mm. Put my money where my mouth is.
Say it, friend.
Let me be clear. My pick, fuck both of them. But if I have to pick a team between these two teams,
going Andy Reid.
I'm going with Andy.
I already know.
I'm going with Andy. Listen, first of all, right, I know about like six, maybe seven 49er fans. Like, you know, real ones. Like, you know, they've been talking.
Shout out to my boy Lalio, man.
No, that's Casey.
They talk about the 49ers in down years. You know, I think that.
Hey, listen.
Shout out to Jazz.
Divine intervention, man. Hemp ain't playing that shit right now. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, fuck.
Hemp ain't playing that shit right now.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. They don't need no more rings. They good.
No, hey. Hemp need that ring, man.
Phil.
Hemp need that ring, yo.
That's how y'all got your ring.
Bro, first
God
of all.
Rest the good brother.
Yeah,
Phil got y'all ring.
Yeah, kid.
Philadelphia Phil got the Eagles.
Yo, shout out to Key. Public opinion. She out there now at the Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Word?
Niners fan for real. Oh, she's out there big at the Bowl. Shout
that's
out
what's
to you,
up.
Man.
Sorry to hear that.
Tonight?
Shit, man.
And then Christian said CMC getting his ring this year. I like McCaffrey.
I do too. I just don't like the team.
I don't like it.
Fuck anybody. It's not a Vikings for real.
Why not?
Because he's not Saquon.
Packers.
He's not Saquon, bro.
Yo,
Julie. He's not Tiki either.
I love this throwback you rocking, right?
But you love Saquon.
But this bitch looked like you had it in a box for like 8 years too.
Saquon said that.
I pulled this out specifically, and it's been a mess.
That's like LeBron said that Jordan is the GOAT, right?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
We not have
not
we tonight. We not gonna have that.
They don't want to hear that shit.
John, look what comes up when I start talking crazy.
Don't care. Oh, wow.
My Bible eye.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Pop right up.
That is God. That's God talking to you, bro.
And Jesus said.
But no, I'm definitely, I'm rooting for the Chiefs tonight. The 49ers just, no. And then, like, yo, the 49ers players keep talking shit on my team. I'm like,
Oh, shit.
Oh, bullshit.
Yo, you got more drunk folks right now, too, bro.
He backed it up. He backed it up. Hey, you good.
I mean, I was bringing alcohol.
I listen. Your heart was in the right place. I see.
Where do y'all want this shit at? Over here? Where?
Yeah, you sit over here every time. But
oh, shit. Oh, it's going down.
No, it's going ball. Down. It's a big ass. See, this is what I mean when I say when you go to Costco, this is Costco. Kirkland is Costco. All, they don't sell fifths in that bitch. They don't sell fifths in that bitch.
Oh, they sell all.
They sell liters and up.
Game starts 6:30.
6:30.
This right here.
Y'all don't watch
the
show. Oh yeah.
This the killing. This the shit you want.
I noticed the shit you shared with us, and I noticed the shit you kept.
Exactly. This the Cristalina. This the clean to kill.
We had
no headache the next day.
We had what's the name last night? That's Cristalina. The Kevin Hart joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were drinking that last night. Why? Since I'm here. So, shout out to Bay Dreaming, John and Danita. They did their live show yesterday. It was awesome. It was a great experience. It was a great experience.
I mentioned his name.
Me and Uncle Fax was back there like, oh, just leave the mic here. Like,
word.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's getting spicy.
It was a dope event. I was happy to go out there.
Great turnout.
You know, you ever be watching some shit and somebody just look triggered when they start talking about it? There's a lot of people who look triggered in that motherfucker.
What? Some of the times. They wasn't ready for that.
But it was our pleasure to come out there. Uncle Rico was Flash.
I don't know where
it's lonely at the top.
He's only doing laundry.
My boy took a day off, I guess.
This nigga was like, yo, what you doing? He was like, laundry. I was like, on a Saturday night? Them shits would wait.
What? Fuck does laundry on a
Saturday
Saturday
morning,
night?
Maybe. Saturday night? Oh.
This motherfucker changed it right in front of our faces, man. Bro, this boy, he changed it right in front of our face, man.
For the record.
This nigga ain't been the same since his hair got twisted.
Like the old dudes at the gym.
For the record, it wasn't my fault.
What the fuck going on? Walking around butt naked and shit. Like, what the fuck you doing? Put some clothes on.
Cover out her butt naked. Time out! Pineapples!
Yo, them old men at the gym don't
give a fuck. They don't give two, yo, they don't give two fucks at the gym, yo.
Yo, yo, going, I'm not gonna lie to you. Going into the locker room at the gym is like enter at your own risk.
Word is born.
Bruh, I'll be like, I'll be trying to hold that piss until the last second so I can get in, get out.
Yo, the worst, you ever sat down and you changing? And then motherfucker just walk out of the shower area and just be like, hey, how you doing? You be like,
and they speaking to you like,
sir,
like, you're exposed.
Put some underwear on, please.
Yo, why are you talking?
Wrap the towel around
you. You look up and all you see is stomach and dick. You just like, come on, man. This is not life. This is not life.
That go back to the
pineapples.
For one, you don't talk to nobody with your dick out.
That's
there is a urinal rule. You go to every other urinal, or you go to the first one you can possibly go to, and you do not talk while you're pissing in a fucking urinal.
Unwritten rule.
I'm like, bro, I don't even like. I hate when, like, if I'm at work, I go like take a shit, and somebody try to come in there and talk to me. Like, bro, I ain't here for all.
I try not to shit at work, but shit happens though. That's the personal problem.
You know. Motherfucker gonna be like, yeah, man, you see the game last night?
But yo, the first
I am playing Candy Crush, nigga. Leave me alone.
And yo, what's crazy is, right, before this pause era that we in right now, the pause moments, I had that shit back in the center. Like, when the center opened up and everything, I had to be like, what, 16, 15? When the center opened up? And think about it. When the center opened up, fuck you, John. Yo, walks in the bathroom and shit, motherfucker walk around butt naked, old dude. I'm like, what the fuck is you doing?
That's really traumatizing for a teenager.
Word, think about it. That shit was crazy.
You think about when I was in high school, right? The most underutilized thing in the locker room when I was in high school was that fucking shower. Nobody went in there and took a shower. I don't even know if them chicks
work. Like, it's just open as hell.
No, you just standing there. How can
it's a prison shower.
How can anybody shower in a place where you have to wear shower shoes? Legitly,
right?
Yeah,
some flip flops.
Yeah, that's the thing there. It's like if I have to put something on my feet to take a shower, it's not meant for me to take a shower. See, like,
that's how it is in basic training too.
Generations changed though, because when we was younger, we didn't give a fuck. We got in the shower. You know what I mean? It was what it was. You know?
But I don't know. I don't know how
I need shower shoes ever. I'll stink first.
Cause there's only one.
I don't want my food touching, and I don't want to wash where I got to wear shoes.
Yo, how many people out there watching or listening? How many of y'all are the people I don't want my food to touch type people? Cause this nigga is one of them.
Yo, he like, it was touching.
This nigga got all them little, you know, the paper plates that come already divided. He got a whole stack of this shit. Can't do it.
I live by one motto.
All going to the same place.
I live by one motto though.
That's how. Hold on, real quick.
Even on Thanksgiving, you don't want your food to touch.
No. Bitch, you ain't never had no yams and mac and cheese meat with a little bit of gravy.
Look at his face,
and you drop that turkey on there. And you like when you just take the fork full, you get like everything in one bite.
Those guys is fucking savages.
That's fucking love, right?
Hey, Jules, I don't get it.
Let the yam juice touch your fucking stuffing.
With some gravy.
What?
Hey, Jules, you say you never been to jail, huh?
don't play no game.
You never been to jail. Jules never been there.
Nope.
What did I go, John? Sleep late, lose weight.
You got 5 minutes.
I tell my kids that shit to this day. I'm like, hey, breakfast is done. You sleep in if you want. Breakfast will be gone.
Boom. Somebody eat that motherfucker, boy.
Be toasting that bitch. Won't be no more eggs, bacon,
none of that shit. Yo, speaking of that, right? Yo, my son be killing me, yo. Bruh. His mom will make, she'll cook something, and this nigga will come straight in that motherfucker and whip up a peanut butter and jelly.
Mm. He's simple, though. That's simple, though.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. He a finicky ass nigga when it comes. My son is extremely light skinned when it comes to food. He get very picky. If he fuck with it, he fuck with it. But bruh, if it don't look right, his mom fucked him up. Let me tell you what happened, right? And he's little. She made some tuna fish. And she put some onions in that shit. And she told him it wasn't no onions. And he bit the sandwich and tasted the onion. That nigga ain't trusted no chef since. He ain't trusted no chef. That nigga wanna see you. He wanna see the whole process of the meal being prepared, or he might not eat it.
I ain't seen you cooking, I ain't.
My wife effectively gave my son trust issues. Wow. At like 5 years old.
This generation crazy though, man. That shit would never happen back then, John.
Yo.
That shit would have never happened growing up.
Bro, I got
you three. Ate what they gave you. Period.
Listen.
No options. You had no options.
Imagine us being kids and you walk up to your mom like she's some goddamn short order cook. And you talking about, I want French toast, this nigga want pancakes. This nigga.
What? Yeah, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that.
My,
it's milk. A triangle. Take.
Yeah,
take,
I need my sandwich cut in half with no
light, crust. Light mayo. Bitch, take this motherfucking sandwich.
I can't even imagine that.
You don't want no crust. You don't want the crust on the beer. Take that shit off yourself.
Yeah, you want to do that shit in front of your mom, though.
Hell no. You better not.
Listen.
You're smart. Listen. You're at the bottom of the trash.
Listen. Yeah, you gotta hide it.
We grew up on fucking Olive Street. All the moms on that block was not playing that shit. You got what the fuck was going on in the motherfucking table.
Yo, have you ever gotten that fucking standoff with your mom?
No.
Where it's like, no. Listen, let me bring it all the way down. The standoff is this, right? You ain't getting up from this table till you finish the plate.
Yeah, that happened.
And you in that standoff.
Okay.
Food cold. You sitting there, she sitting there. Told me to eat this shit. But now you start to get a little hungry too. Like, man, friend, this plate about 40 minutes.
It's you said that shit because earlier I was telling Mookie, like, my great grandma make me eat pizza. I was like, this is too loud.
Bro,
there are certain things I took.
And my mom was like, you throw up if you want
to. Throw up if you want to. You gonna eat that too,
motherfucker. I ain't eating nobody's lima beans.
Bro, I remember I did that shit with my mom, and she was like, all right, you ain't gotta eat. It, after about like an hour and a half, I thought I had won. She was like, nah, you ain't gotta eat that, go to your room. Now about like 20 minutes go by, I'm about to slide in back into the kitchen and make me something to eat that I wanna eat. Bro, I slid in that kitchen, she's right there waiting. Your plate's still here if you want that. But you ain't eating nothing else till you eat this plate. What about next day? Fuck up these Honey Nut Cheerios. Your plate is right here, waiting for you.
She didn't go to bed.
So at a certain point, bro.
This generation is crazy.
So at a certain point, I had to bite the bullet and eat this fucking liver that I didn't want to eat.
Yo, what's crazy, John,
you love that shit.
What's crazy is that everything that I was made to eat when I was young, I don't eat really that right now. Like okra, lima
beans. All the shit they made you eat.
That made me.
As soon as you got grown, I got grown. Never touching this shit.
Never touching that shit.
No beets, I will never eat beets, bro.
Yo,
like, bro, you got a juice beet. I got a good juice recipe for beets.
Man, fuck you in that recipe.
Okay, Jimmy.
I didn't eat lima beans. I would go to bed hungry. I would not eat for a couple days. Don't give a shit.
He's very light-skinned when it comes to food.
I ain't eat nobody's okra.
Hey, yo.
And back then, I didn't eat nobody's turkey.
Hey, yo.
At all.
I couldn't wait to eat
turkey. Like, Thanksgiving?
I started eating turkey a
couple years ago. That's the same nigga that don't eat watermelon. I don't trust him, yo. He don't eat watermelon.
First of all,
I can be trusting him.
He's not. The nigga likes the Minnesota Vikings. He's supposed to be in the Midwest in a fucking cabin.
He said watermelon is nasty.
It's disgusting.
What the fuck is wrong with him? I don't trust him. Disgusting.
How is watermelon disgusting? What about watermelon? Who hurt you, bro? This is a safe place.
Watermelon did. But my mom made me eat it. Yep. Nope.
That's good though.
Yo, cucumbers? Nope.
So, Tony said, the worst was when you couldn't touch the juice until all your food was gone.
Oh.
Bro.
Yeah.
Imagine, look, you got this motherfucking cornbread on the plate.
Mouth dry to the motherfucker, yeah.
What about water? I take water at this point.
They fucking put some paste on your plate, tell about eat that shit. You good. You ain't getting nothing to drink until it's all gone.
Bruh.
Come on, man.
These kids got it made today, man.
That's part of the reason why these kids is fucked up. Because some of the parents remember going through this. I ain't going to put my kid through that.
It's our generation that did it, though. If you think about it.
They got to get all this work.
It's our generation that did it. My kids spoiled. They do what they want. They eat what they want.
Bruh.
Whatever you want. Hey, man, we let it go. We let it go down, though.
The only thing I put my foot down with is if you ate it yesterday, you can't tell me you don't like it next week. I'm sorry. You going to eat this or not. If it's something that you're consistent with, because how you eat chicken one day and then now you don't want chicken ever
again. I got three kids, right? When my kids were small, their dietary wishes was very simple. Now they all teenagers. These motherfuckers, I got two of them be like, oh, I don't eat leftovers. The fuck you don't?
What?
Stop.
The fuck you don't?
Stop. We're in inflation, yo.
My youngest, she was a preemie. I promise you, she been making up for all the food she couldn't eat the first 2 months she was here since. She eat leftovers. Like, most of the time I put shit in the refrigerator, I know it's good. It's going to be there. But when my youngest daughter there, I got to send instructions. Don't touch my shit.
Leftovers save lives.
It's a shame when you got to send threatening messages.
Pour up, bro.
Everybody. Shots.
If y'all drink it, man, pour up. We got to break over church.
Or you got, where them cups at?
If you on the line, shots up, yo. Go find something.
We got a couple plastic ones right here.
We'll give you 60 seconds to go find something to drink. That's even better right there.
Dog life.
Worry.
Drink out the bottle.
Yep.
Dog life, baby.
I was telling her that. I hate when you do that. I hate it.
Welcome to the show, kid.
I hate it.
In house now. It's a vape, baby. You got shot.
You want to taste some too?
Cocaine, baby.
There's cups over there.
Bruh. Hey, man. I want that. Listen. I ain't never did cocaine. I ain't never gonna do cocaine.
I'm scared.
But
I did.
If I was do cocaine, I want the shit Lawrence Taylor had.
Fact.
I want the shit. The shit Michael Irvin had.
Yeah, the good shit.
I want the shit Mike Tyson had.
Lonnie Moore at 44 enters the league.
What's that? Is it Julian?
Cocaine
at 47 knees is good now.
I just seen. To see Jules dunk on a 12-foot court.
Let's get it. Uno.
Did they say sorry?
You mixing liquor? Oh, he's holding it.
Anyway, I want
to check you, make sure.
It can't be diced. It's an easy walk home.
Yeah, oh, it is. Never mind. John says easy walk home. No matter what.
By the time you get home, you sober up, you come back, get the car. Tomorrow.
Right around the corner.
Put on somebody will lead you chant.
No.
Jan?
No.
But Jan?
No, I need bow for that. It's not fun without bow. And every time the stand in does it, they always forget.
Let's just get two claps for Ric Flair.
Okay.
Let me do that, man.
I gotta put my shot down for that.
Yeah. Gotta get two claps in the Ric Flair.
Woo! That's easy.
Woo!
Don't you come here with that energy. Don't you come here with that energy.
It was late.
Not tonight.
What was you going to say the other corner? Hot.
Nah, Paul fucked that shit up a lot of the week, man. Paul fucked that shit up.
Paul said.
What did he say?
Yo, he butchered that joint. Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What did he say?
I think you were already gone.
I'm glad.
The rant?
Yo, he fucking butchered that shit.
It's crazy because it's not hard.
Yeah, he butchered that shit.
Nah.
It's not hard. Bro.
But Bow bring that energy.
Bow's the nigga who came up with it.
Shout out to Bow.
He said, I thought I was going to be experienced by some
fire. Like, and Bow, like, I think low-key Bow would get off that shit. Bow be like, can we get one? Can we get one? Y'all ready? Let's do it. Put the camera on her real quick while she try to walk away. Harry, no. Ain't even
there. Say hi to the camera. Hurry up.
This nigga stealing. But that being said, game's going to start in about 13 minutes.
Go Niners.
Listen, man. I know you got a complicated relationship with Kansas City Chiefs. I get it.
the coat.
And I'm rocking out for him.
Okay, we got 13 minutes. I have a question for each of y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
We're sitting here on Super Bowl night. This is now Super Bowl 58.
Is it?
Damn.
Is it
58? It's
58. I could have sworn it.
Fuck you. That's how many championships we got.
That's messing with that man.
Yo, you a disrespectful motherfucker, yo.
The question. The question simply goes this. To each person sitting up here, what's your favorite Super Bowl moment?
It's simple. The catch.
Which one?
The helmet catch.
I was going to say, because that Mario Manningham one was nice.
But we beat the undefeated Patriots at the time.
Think about it.
With that play, first of all, Eli broke four tackles that play.
Talk your talk, King. Is yours the Elway helicopter?
Elway helicopter. And then this one's for John.
We already know what his shit is.
Don't get mad at me because your son saw my team win before he saw yours win.
My son's team got more than yours.
Listen, your son doesn't count. He won't pick the best team no matter what. Kids ain't got no choice in the matter. It's very simple. When your son turned 30, if he's still a Chiefs fan, I'd be impressed.
VHS is, hey, come on now.
Mine is sad too.
Philly. You want to run Philly? Yes, run Philly.
Philly special. I know that. I know he's going to pick that one.
Bruh, hold on. Before you say it, me and Cousin Dice went to the parade.
But he don't got no Super Bowl. I mean, he can't talk either.
But he can. You can fact check this story. We was going to the, wherever the fuck they had the actual parade at, where they were going to do the actual ceremony. Mm-hmm. We got about like halfway there. And me and Cousin Dice just happened to stumble across a bar that was just opening. Mm. That motherfucker opened up, and immediately we were like, well, fuck that. We got prime real estate at this bar. They just opened up. Now, what they had in there, they had a drink called a Philly Special. This shit was like a Pabst Blue Ribbon and a double shot of whiskey.
Damn.
For like $5.
I take it.
I take it. $40 later.
Damn,
that was lit.
Shit, fried. Died leading to the motherfucker. Go ahead, what you think, Playboy?
I want to hear Super Bowl memory, because.
Well, it's clearly not going to be about the Vikings.
It's not about
that's what I want. That's why I want to hear this.
It's not about the Vikings.
Okay.
One, my first one is when the Giants won.
Yo, hold up, bro. I don't mean to interrupt you. And it's going to seem like a bit of a dick move.
It probably is.
It is. Three greatest receiver of all time, never won a Super Bowl.
Top two.
Top three. Top two. It's split between Owen, T.O. and fucking.
Top two.
I'll take either one. Peter, how you want to put it? Come on, bro.
The big R, but we ain't not going to go there. My first one is the Giants won the year after Tiki retired because fuck Tiki Barber. Love that.
Yo, the team called the NFL play on Tom Coughlin and said, yo, it's the summer, it's too hot, he aren't cracking the whip on us. And they won the
ball. This is slavery.
That shit happened, bro. It happened to Buddha. The team tried to strike on it.
Listen, they do.
They ain't had a winning season since Tom Coughlin.
That's false, bro. What the fuck?
They went to the playoffs last year.
Who man is this?
All right, stop.
He's a Viking fan with no motherfucking rings. Talking about Super Bowls.
Don't do it.
That's right.
Big dog.
Who man is this?
Big dog. Relax, big dog.
This guy, man.
No Super Bowl talk.
John Taylor
with the catch against the Cincinnati
Bengals. Are you talking about the Niners? I'm talking about the motherfuckers today.
Joe Montana from Notre Dame.
Joe Montana from Notre Dame.
Can you just tell us all the truth? Like, there's a white man inside of you waiting to burst out. You like Kentucky basketball. You like Notre Dame football. You like
Minnesota Nicole.
Minnesota Vikings.
And the Oklahoma City.
And don't like watermelon. And don't want his food to touch. There is a white man.
The Super Bowl. The Dwight Clark was the catch when they beat Dallas. Ooh. To go to the first
That was 81, 82.
Four.
You sure?
Four or five.
Because you remember that shit way too vividly for a nigga who wasn't grown.
I remember something. It was the drive. And the drive. When you look at the stories, they were tense.
I used to see them in NFL films.
Jules, was that drive better than Eli drive?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
They were tense. Joe Montana in the huddle said,
"It's not better than Eli's drive because Eli's drive happened in the Super Bowl. That drive,
that part.
The Super Bowl drive is the one I'm talking about. Okay. The one where he beat Cincinnati. Hey, that's John Candy up in the stands there in the middle of the huddle, and everybody started laughing and relaxed. Boom, 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 boom. Four plays later, touchdown.
The greatest catch in Super Bowl history happened on the last drive. What were we talking about?"
The greatest catch was Santonio Holmes.
That
was for the win.
For the win.
Your shit was for a first down. That shit was for the win.
I like that catch. I like that catch.
Your shit was for the first down. That was for the win.
I saw that motherfucker's feet after that, yo. His name was Feet.
But yo,
Toe Tap Tony.
The drive before that, Larry Fitzgerald. Yo, that nigga caught that motherfucking little joint over the middle. This nigga just running, looking to score, and y'all the fucking big
Jumbotron.
Pile of miles of water, eight.
And he ran like a 4.90.
Yeah, he was not bad.
He was not fast at all. 4.2 on that motherfucking drive. On that catch, that nigga got the fuck
out. You know how slow Pittsburgh looks if the slow receiver
right
gets a deep run?
But yo, he was like, he said, yo, I was running, I was trying to win. Like he said, he seen 25 miles behind him on the screen. So hold him, he was on the screen the whole time. So
hold the ball. Get to the end zone.
Smoke his boots.
That being said, right, in the coming days, maybe sometime within this week, you'll probably see in your feeds, your friend requests or notifications, you'll probably see Drunk Unk Sports, hosted by Julian LaFleur, show up. We're getting the logo finished. Hopefully it's done.
Can't wait to that boxing episode, boy. He bring me on here, bro.
We got some good fights coming up.
You got to bring a lot of people here, bro.
Before, let's not get caught up in it, because game about to start in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Now, that being said, you follow us on Facebook at Drunk Unks Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Drunk Unks Podcast. Twitter, Drunk Unks Radio. You go watch us on YouTube. Shout out to my godmom's mother. She's just a damn fool. To my godson's mom. She's crazy. Anyway, all of that being said, man, thank y'all for tuning in. We're trying new things, so the camera looks crazy. Trust me, we're working on it. We're literally working on the fly. We appreciate y'all time. Appreciate the people who are interacting with us.
Yeah.
We love y'all. Let's get one more shot. Toast our motherfucking people.
One more game.
You good?
I feel like going to Sean Murray.
Man, fuck like that.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That nigga was nice.
He was.
He didn't last long. It was the juice. When they took him off the juice.
Hey, John.
God gave him my niggas.
How did they get him though? They got him from the Giants. It was because of that Eli bullshit. Don't forget. It was.
For y'all, man.
Before we drink this, I'm gonna do something I've never done before.
Oh shit!
Shout out to Eli Manning making the best decision of his life, refusing to pay for the charger. We'll see y'all next week.
That was cold blooded,
yo. That was disrespectful, yo. That was disrespectful, yo.
The reason I say it's the best decision.